All right, I turned it down to 5, so let me know if that's enough or not enough. Yeah, I believe it blew a head gasket. I'm not real sure. It had a couple of different symptoms the last mowing day of the year last fall. It ran perfect. I didn't have a single problem on like a top since I bought it in 2014. And when I pulled it up by the shed and shut her down, I always idled it down first and let it cool down a little bit at an idle, and then I shut it down. Well, just as I went to pull up to the shed, just as I was lowering it down, it started pumping smoke out the exhaust. I don't know. And it was running like it was not firing right. I mean, just all of a sudden. So I shut it down and I went to start it again. And it started up fine. And I didn't high idle it or nothing. I just let it run. It was idling fine and then it started doing it again. So I ended up shutting it down and I pushed it into the garage after I blew it off. Well, anyway, I didn't touch it the rest of the night. I said, well, it was, getting late. I said, I'll look at it tomorrow. And then I found out it didn't have a drop of oil in it. It did before I, started cutting it. But the oil had disappeared. And then the float bowl was overflowing with gas, just dripping out of it. So I don't know what's going on. But the guy at shop says, oh, that's a head gasket in that breaking strat. I guarantee it. So it costs about $140, cheaper than a new lawnmower.
Yeah, the price of lawnmowers and snowblowers and stuff has gone astronomical. I was looking years ago, probably 10 years ago, and you could get a cheap one for under $1,000, like a Murray or something, just a Walmart special. Now I don't know. Last time I looked, it was up towards $2,000. So, yeah, I'd say if you can get you'd always be able to get a new, brand new motor if you had to, or a used one for a fraction of the cost of a new one. But I'm sure they can fix it. So, yeah, that's a bummer. That is a bummer. But it is what it is. Well, it's a good time to get it fixed, They're probably not too swamped with lawnmowers right now, so probably be able to get it in and get it out.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they have such a high workload over there that last fall when this happened, and I went in there to ask him about, I was getting some other supplies, but I asked him about that, and they said, we're not taking any more right now, but you can bring it in the 1st of March, and we will, you'll be first in line on the spring, so that's why I'm taking it in tomorrow. So it's one of the first ones that'll get looked at. Well, last year, they told me it was $25 to have it diagnosed, and if I got it fixed there, that would go towards the cost of the repair. Well, when I called Friday to see if, March 1st was falling on a Sunday, so I said, you're going to be able to take it in then? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, but just last Monday, the diagnosis went from $25 to $40, so it's already more. And I imagine the repair that if that's what they think it is. And they said it's real easy to change on that engine. And so we'll find out. I don't care. Even if it's $300 or $500, it's still better, than buying a new one. Because I'll probably only have it another 2 or 3 years once I do the repair on it. And I'll be able to get that money back when I sell it if it's in super good shape. It doesn't have a lot of hours on it, even though it's older, but oil's been changed every year, fuel filter, oil filter, air cleaner about every other year, it doesn't even get dirty really, I just do it because you can buy a kit for it and get all of it, spark plug every year. So it's in really good shape. I just changed two spindles on it a couple years ago, a belt. I might have timed out. KB8 TRV.